B-Pod Studios.
Hub. Drive home with Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hour number four, Zoe and Bertrand. I'll tell you who's in a mood, Ted. I'll tell you who's big feelings, big mood. That would be Cam Newton on Instagram. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit, but it's Finish Strong Friday here on Beetle and Zoe. Without Beetle, without Zoe, forget about Hardy. Adam Jones, Ted Johnson, Brendan Glasheen in Finish Strong Friday presented by 128 Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. Celebrating 29 years of finishing every day strong, they're growing and hiring licensed plumbers and HVAC technicians who can finish every job strong. Apply now at call128.com. By the way, I got a bunch of tweets about this. Did you notice who the this week's Finish Strong spotlight was on last hour? It was Austin and Danny. Many people made the connection that maybe the Angels have found work.
I thought right when you read that, I'm like, wait a minute, is Jones giving a Celtics minute here?
No, shame on me for this. So good. That's good. That's good. Danny and Austin have landed on their feet. That's good.
Real quick, Adam, did you hear who was in Las Vegas sitting next to Brad Stevens?
Yeah, I saw. We never talked about this, but yeah, it made me want to puke. It was Danny.
What is going on?
Yeah, you got HVAC work to do, Danny. What are you doing?
I didn't see this. Well, Ainge was at the Summer League game.
Yeah. Chumming it up with Brad and Udoka. Yes.
I am so confused on what's going on with that.
Freaking gross.
What is he going on there?
Anywho, so Cam's got a big mood. And here's what he put out on Instagram.
About 2 hours ago?
Yes. I'm far from perfect, but loyalty, I deserve it. And who do you read that as a message to, Ted?
I feel like it's a preemptive tweet to Bill Belichick. There's my feeling. We came with three different options. My option that I kind of think is maybe that's directed at is Bill potentially deciding to bench him, and so he's being preemptive in it.
Okay, yeah, Bill, don't get any side thoughts here. I'm your guy. Remember, I can just as easily bash you as I can compliment you. So loyalty, I deserve it. I've been very loyal. I deserve your loyalty. To which, again, I would turn around and say, hey, Cam, Bill may not be the most loyal guy in the world, but he's been pretty effing loyal to you. He started you every week last year. He brought you back when the rest of the league didn't want to. He's still calling you the starter, for God's sakes, as of like a week ago. So he's been pretty loyal. The way I choose to read into it and the way I'd like to read into it is that he already found out he's been benched. He already found out he's lost the quarterback job. Hey, joint practices start on Tuesday against Philadelphia. Max the guy. Sorry, Cam. We gave you a good run. You lost it. Look at the kid. Look what he did last night. Look what you did last night. You're out. And so Cam is having a bitch fest on Twitter, feeling sorry for himself. Morgan, by the way, what did you just tell me in the last break there? Or excuse me, during Glasheen's headlines. I was hanging on every word, Brendan. But what did you tell me there, Morgan?
So on Instagram, you can see the number of likes, and you can click on that and mm-hmm. see who's liked it.
Yep.
And if you follow someone who's liked it, they're at the top of the list.
They pop up first.
So I follow a decent amount of Patriots.
They must all be liking it.
Not a single like.
That is interesting. That is interesting.
It's been up for 2 hours, and there's
not a single like.
28,000 likes.
Now,
on
Ted,
the post.
Ted, you know they played a game last night. What are they all doing? Are they all napping? Are they all icing up? What are you carbo loading today? Like, what do you do the day after
Today's
a game?
Pretty,
I don't know.
Should be a pretty chill day. A little light workout.
Good day to scroll
you
through. Your phone.
You have more time than you would typically have in training camp the day after a preseason game.
Good day to scroll through your phone. Check Instagram.
So.
Check the ground.
I don't follow every player, but the main players I do.
No likes.
I mean, the easiest tell is most of them are verified, right? So you see the little blue checks, and not a lot of blue checks here.
Well, are there any? Tom says there's no players. Do you see any?
I see a couple blue checks, but they're not players.
But they're not players.
Yeah.
That's an easy day to lie there and go, ass model. Oh, Cam had something. Oh, good. What's he say? Oh.
Hashtag photo dump.
Hashtag photo dump. No real reason to like that.
It is possible. I'll just throw it's out there.
So Tom insinuating that he doesn't have a lot of support in the room right now.
That perhaps the players don't know exactly what he's referencing, so if they're going to like it, they don't know exactly what they're liking if they were. So they're as confused as we are, perhaps.
Good point.
We need maybe. Jake in Boston on this.
Well, is there anybody more careful. Qualified to give
I mean,
us?
He probably follows the equipment manager. He'd
That's a good
know
point.
If he liked it.
That's a good point.
Guess the balls are on the models there, Jones.
Yep. Yeah. So I It's an interesting point by you, though, Ted. Like, maybe the players just don't know which way the wind's blowing, and they're like, well, I don't want to like this, and then have, you know, have Bears come yell at me.
Correct.
Right?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's exactly right.
All right, fair point by you. So maybe they're just, they're too afraid to like it yet.
Just
maybe,
throwing maybe, other options
maybe
out
the
there.
Likes will come flowing in a little mm-hmm. bit. All right, 617-779-0985. I keep promising we're going to get to your phone calls, but just quickly, Ted, again, your thoughts on Mac Jones last night.
I thought he played a really good game. Like, I'm not going to get crazy and say he's you know, he's the answer, but I, for what they asked him to do, I thought he did great. And I'm telling you, I think going into no hurry to start the third quarter was, in a way, them kind of maybe Josh flexing the muscles a little bit. That 2 minute hurry up first drive of the third quarter was Josh kind of showing off a little bit.
Showing off my shiny new objects.
It's a little bit of a, like, to me.
Hey, Bill. Yep. Remember how we couldn't do this last year?
Ted, it wasn't that impressive. They didn't score. Dude, 8 of 9. It was precision. He got guys lined up. He could totally get change the plays at the line of scrimmage. That was an impressive display.
And they did score on that drive. I mean, it's field goal.
They didn't put it in for a touchdown. That's a little bit, to me, and if I'm Cam Newton, I'm pissed. Because
it sounds like he is.
If
Ted,
you don't have that,
it sounds like he is based on his social media.
Because it's like you want to show this kid, show everybody what he can do. Put him in 2 minutes. Well, and you'll see. And they did that, and he shined in that moment. And that potentially could see that pissing Cam off.
I mean, I'll tell you this. I hadn't been so excited since I don't know when on that deep ball from Mac Jones to Christian Wilkerson. Mm-hmm. Stood up screaming. Probably woke my kid up. Mm-hmm. That's the most excited I've been watching Patriots football in a long, long time. Now, Wilkerson didn't reel it in, but those first four throws from Mac, and I'm with you on the hurry up in the second half. You know, I think overall he looked better than Cam. Duh. And I would have liked to have seen more deep shots. I would have liked to have seen more tight window throws. But his first four throws, first one was low to Jacoby Myers. Would have been a catch if Bill reviewed it. I think Bill wanted to see how he handled adversity. Comes back with a strike to Wilkerson on the comeback on the left sideline. Final play of the first quarter. First play of the third quarter, or first throw anyway of the third quarter, laser to Bourne, and then the four throws, the deep shot to those first four throws. I'm like, this is the guy.
Let me ask you this.
Forget Cam, this is the guy.
What if Josh wants to show Cam off? What would he have done?
And I don't think run him.
Did you? There was no rushing attempts by the quarterback.
Nothing. Maybe they would have. If Jonnu Smith didn't hold, I was about to be like, oh, crap, Cam's going to go dancing into the end zone here. Yeah. But if Jonnu Smith didn't hold on that Harris rumble down to inside the five, wherever he got, I don't remember, then I thought we might have seen some goal line Cam down there.
I can see Cam going to Josh. Hey, can we run some RPOs this week, dude? Let's run some RPOs, because I'm tired of you having me drop back and throw the ball, because I want to show people what I can do.
Isn't it amazing when you really think about it? A Jonnu Smith hold and a Wilkerson drop. If one of those two things doesn't happen, the narrative swings.
I said this earlier.
I know you did.
Cam, if Cam still has his job, Cam might have Christian Wilkerson to thank for it. If Cam still has his job on Tuesday at training camp, I keep saying Tuesday at joint practices. I think that's when they start. He has Christian Wilkerson to thank for it. Because if Wilkerson catches that thing, his ass is benched, in my estimation. By the way, I'd be doing a disservice if I didn't jump someone referring to themselves as Kid Salami in Medford to the front of the line. So go ahead. Go ahead, Kid Salami.
Hey, Adam, Ted, great job today. It's been a great show so far.
It has been. It took 3+ hours for someone to mention that, but it has been. Yes, I agree.
It was an entertaining game last night. Far more entertaining than any regular season game last season. And I'm so glad we're not getting the Tom Brady sucking spree right now from that. Usually that's going on right now on the Friday afternoon. It's got to be Tom Brady.
That'll be happening soon enough. I don't know. I don't know how kosher that is. Is that a term that flies? I'm not sure. But if you want that, there'll be plenty of that. Don't you worry.
Buckle up,
Jones. Yeah. The joint practices are Monday and Tuesday.
Excuse me. So I've been saying the wrong day. I had a sneaking suspicion I had been doing that. Monday. Excuse me. 617-779-0985. We'll continue with all your feedback, and I do want to again. I want to get to Tom Curran's column. I know we kind of read from parts of it earlier. I want to get to his column, because I think there's been a shift with him, and I think he's a prominent guy on the beat. What, Ted?
There's an article in Sports Illustrated about Pats appear ready for Mac at quarterback. So now you're going to start to see
Pats appear ready for Mac at quarterback. Oh, that's good.
My feeling is
appear. Jones.
You know, you're going to Pat McAfee tweeted out, you know, support of Mac. There's going to be a lot of, hey, why isn't Mac playing? So get ready.
Good. I hope Bill hears it.
Yep.
And you know Robert hears it, and I hope Robert tells Bill about it, and good. I can't watch another year at Cam personally, so good. 617-779-0985.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Putting you in the middle of the story.
It's the closest thing to Woodstock.
In the middle of the day.
It's like an acidic trip.
There's always a little bit of heaven in the disaster area.
Zolak and Bertram, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Cam, I think you mentioned it last week. I didn't catch it. Did you switch off of mac and cheese? And what did you think of how he handled it?
Mac and cheese, yeah. You got McLennan. You don't know what McLennan is? That's what Mac is short for. Ah, gotta do your research. You guys are the reporters, right? You supposed to have the tea. I'm not supposed to be teeing y'all, you know?
Now we got it.
Because I asked him, you know, Mac is, like I said, he's relatively quiet sometimes. And I try to crack the Da Vinci Code of the seriousness. He got a lot of, I'm not going to say it, but yeah, he's, you know, serious sometimes for no reason. And I'm like, Mac, so what does Mac come from? Is that your first name? He's like, no, that's actually my middle name. I didn't know that. And then I said, what's Mac? He said, McLennan. I think he said that's his mom's maiden name. So there you go. So Mac is short for that.
Yeah, didn't you guys know that? Didn't you know? McLennan.
We got it, Jones. We got it.
Mike was so nice. He's so awkward. And, yeah.
Mike Reese is the nicest. Oh, yeah. Now I get it.
Now I get it.
He's trying to be nice. But no.
I don't think that's exactly right, but yeah.
Now we got it.
I get it.
It's not McLennan, by the way, for anybody out there who's confused. Mac Jones, his name is Michael McCorkle Jones.
Now we got it.
McCorkle, thank you, Mike, being his mother's maiden name. Michael McCorkle Jones. Mac is short for McCorkle, which I didn't know until after he was drafted. But once you hear that, you never forget it.
It's a name you usually probably would never
forget. It's not like a Bob or a Joe or, you know, a Ted, where you might be like,
true.
I'm sorry, what's your name again?
It's like saying, my name's Bozo, and then saying, oh, okay, Bob. Okay, Billy.
McLennan. Yeah, it's McCorkle, actually. You did kind of get it right. Morgan asked me something interesting. I didn't pick up on this the first time. I don't know if you picked up on it, Ted, listening back again. But
okay, then McLaughlin started. McLaughlin started.
Yes, it was very Mike Francesa-esque. But I don't know if you picked up on this the first time, because I certainly didn't. Cam's like, well, I don't want to say it. What didn't you want to say? What didn't you want to say about Mac Jones? Wait, he's got a stick up his ass or something? What didn't you want to say? Oh, he's kind of uptight. He's not really loose and having a lot of, like, what did you want to say that you wouldn't go there and say?
And he did say he's very quiet.
Exactly. And now, look, I think Cam has mostly been a good teammate and good leader with Mac Jones, but that's in a mentorship, take you under my wing sort of role. I don't know how he'd be as a backup if he were to be the backup. I don't know how he'd take to that. And I said earlier, I'm like, is this a dig that he's taking, purposefully getting it wrong with the media as like a little dig, like, whatever, Rook, I'm not going to remember your name.
He consciously knew he was getting the name wrong and didn't care.
Right. Or is it just, well, Mac told me, but I don't really listen to people in general and maybe rookies specifically. And so I don't know. I don't know what the answer is there, but I feel like him going up there bragging, chastising the report. You're the reporters. You should know. I think they do know.
Yeah. When quarterbacks aren't listening.
I think they all knew. Yes, I think exactly. When quarterbacks aren't listening, it could be a new segment, Glass Sheet. I think they all knew and they were just playing nice. What do you think, Ted? Just an honest...
I think it was an honest...
An honest mistake.
I do. I can't...
Well,
I just
as I said
imagine.
Earlier, that's not very fun. Now, don't be a Mac Jones over there.
I think Cam is maybe smarter than, like, he... Like, I give him... I think he knows kind of what's going on, but I think he knows what buttons to press, but I think, for the most part, he's a pretty authentic guy.
Here's a good theory. Dave just tweeted this in. At Adam Jones 98.5 at Teddy J Radio. What if maybe Mac told it to Cam just to screw with him? Subterfuge.
That is right up your alley, Jones.
Now I'm in. What a brilliant genius Mac Jones is. McCorkle Jones. Touche to you.
Truly is pro ready, huh?
He just slipped that out there. You see, Ted, I'm a fan of Big Brother. It's like professional lying. You got to throw people off the scent. Who am I working with? Yeah, who am I not working with? Who's my target this week? That's what Mac Jones, he started targeting Cam Newton. He said, I'm going to feed him some bad info.
That's next level stuff.
I'm going to feed him a little bad intel, some bad info, see if he runs with it. Cam goes up there, McLennan, runs with it.
And Mac Jones is laughing at him.
Mac Jones, you you brilliant genius, you. So anyway, maybe that's maybe that's something out of nothing, but I found that interesting that Cam wants to really brag about knowing everything about Mac Jones, and he gets it dead wrong.
Do you know what the kind of that little exchange that Cam had about Mac? What I found interesting about that is how they talk to each other. Mm-hmm. He just gave you some insight to how Mac is behind the scenes.
Quiet.
Maybe isn't
nerd. It seems like Cam's a nerd.
Okay. I could see Cam Newton trying to, why so serious? You're serious and you're taking this so serious and you're always studying. Hey, have fun.
Yeah. Well, don't come for my job.
Right. It's part of it's like, hey, let's go have a good time. No, he needs to be focused on his job.
Wasn't that the old Brady Garoppolo thing? Like, I'm buddy buddy with Brian Hoyer because he's Brian Hoyer. Garoppolo, I don't know how seriously Garoppolo took it, like in the film room and whatnot, but like Brady said, ooh, he could take my job. Maybe that's some of what Cam's doing too. Like, hey, be a little less serious. Study a little less.
Right. Where it's the kid needs to, like, he needs to be serious. He doesn't need to be cracking jokes. He does not need to be doing the same things that Cam Newton is doing. Playing to the crowd at practices, you know, being the funny guy in the locker room. That's Cam. If Mac Jones starts doing that and he's, hey, you need to loosen up, kid. Hey, have fun. Hey, you need to talk. That's not a good direction for Mac.
That's a great point.
Yeah, and so you know, that's if I'm Mac Jones, I'm a little bit leery, a little bit cautious of the advice I'm getting. Sometimes, if that's the advice he's getting from Cam, is this? Hey, dude, you need to do this. You need to lighten up. No, you don't. Be yourself. This is a serious job. Continue being serious.
Do you think Mac really looks at Cam as a mentor?
I don't know. I think a lot of younger players look up to him and say that's the MVP of the league, and I played with him in Madden. Like I think he might. Honestly, I'm genuinely asking,
Mac Jones knows that. Like, only Mac Jones knows if he feels like he's genuinely being treated with respect, or is this Cam's insecurity coming out? Does he feel like he's being perhaps having his pulse, chain pulled, or he's not being authentic or real with me, so I got to be careful. It's survival. It's a game of survival, in the locker room.
We have big breaking news.
Okay.
We found out that a couple of people have liked the Cam Newton Instagram post.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Where's my phone?
Is this gonna
number one, Brandon Bolden. Now, I'm not sure on the timing of Brandon Bolden. Perhaps that's one that we missed earlier. But this is a new like, I'm being informed. Linda Holiday just liked the post?
Fascinating.
Just liked it. Not like liked it last night. Just liked it after it's been discussed. Well, I believe it was discussed here first, Ted, but I would say it's now being discussed. I think the rest of the city is caught up and it's being discussed citywide. But we were discussing it here. Linda Holiday just liked it. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Thoughts on that, Adam? Does that change your perspective at all? Does that
you're listening to the show?
Because your feeling it should change yours a little bit.
Correct. If Linda's liking it, then that can't mean that Cam's already been told he's lost the job. Or if it is, then Bill doesn't want everybody to find out on Monday. I don't know. Maybe it's as simple as this. Maybe, hey Cam, we're gonna go with the kid, but you know what? Don't tell everybody about it. And then he turned around and told everybody. I don't know. But I would say yes. If Linda's liking it, Cam couldn't have lost the job. I agree with that.
If Linda's liking it, my feeling is that it was meant for the fans.
At the end of the day. I would tend to agree. Unfortunately, that seems like what it was. That was a fun ride for an hour.
But I just think it's still a fun ride. Cam Newton, you're calling out the fans, if that's what you're doing. Yeah. If that's you calling out the fans, they will turn on you, the few you have.
Well, in fairness,
if you want to call out the fans, you better be careful.
I think they already have. I think they've already turned a little bit to a degree.
But the people that are loyal to him are very loyal.
Well, that's a good point. So Linda likes it. Why would Bill have Linda? Hey, Linda, get your phone out. Let's like this thing. Why? Maybe again, because
you think Linda's got to get permission from Bill before she likes a post?
I don't know. I think she may get a directive every once and then.
I wouldn't be surprised. I asked it in a way that says I could see Bill having, because let's face it.
I see. You were ironically asking.
Linda's
me, yes.
had some things on social media in the past. I don't know, responding to some of the criticism when it comes to Tom Brady, right?
So again, maybe it's as simple as this. Here we go. It could still be he's lost his job. Yeah. Cam, you're out. The kid's the quarterback. We're going to keep playing you. We're going to keep giving you reps because we want to keep this thing under wraps for week one because we want to try to win week one. And then he throws it out there. I deserve loyalty or whatever the hell the tweet was or Instagram post was. What was it again?
Hashtag photo dump.
I'm far from perfect, but loyalty, I deserve it. Hashtag photo dump. And so Bill's like, hey, Linda, get on this. Get on this. You like it. Throw everybody off the scent. I'll tell you what, that kid on today, 10 to 2. He's really sniffing everything out. He's all over it. He's sniffing everything out. Linda, like it quick. That must have been what happened.
Another thing.
Yes.
Someone pointed this out on Twitter. He's got the Joker card.
Yes. Well, Glasheen did say that a while ago. I didn't have a take on it, but Glasheen did mention that a while ago. Yes.
Cam's nickname growing up? Or Max? Nickname growing up?
The Joker?
The Joker.
No. And Cam Superman.
Oh, Max, the nickname growing up was the Joker, huh?
I guess.
Okay.
I don't want to spread lies like Cam was last night at the podium.
I've got an ace in the hole, and that's Mac.
CBS Boston Sports, after he got drafted, get to know Mac Jones.
The Joker.
The Joker.
Not the smoker or the midnight toker. The Joker. Okay, interesting. So,
all right, give us a call, Gotham.
Hang on. But now I've got my superheroes confused. I'm sorry. I was about to say, if Cam is typically the Superman, why is he now the Joker? But now those are different, right? That's Batman. That's not Superman.
But
he goes from the superhero to the villain.
I was gonna say they're combatants. They're not friends. Like Robin is friends with Batman. If the Joker is the adversary.
Yeah, they're at loggerheads.
They're adversaries.
They're at loggerheads, as Tom Curran would like to say. And Tom Curran's saying more, by the way, on NBC Sports Boston. We can get to his column, and we got to do a TED Talk. We got Ted here. We got to do a TED Talk on some non-quarterback takeaways from the game last night, right after the headlines from Glasheen.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub. So
not a dummy.
Beetle. Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love.
See, now look at that. Look at Tom Morgan. I don't know why Hardy gives you all the crap he gives you.
Boy, he does. He's relentless.
T-Bone hates me right now, so.
It's those iPhone people.
It's just too easy to text me.
Yeah, are you an Apple or an Android guy?
And I don't know your opinion on one versus the other, I'm taking a chance here.
Don't let me down, Ted.
I'm an iPhone guy? Samsung? Can we be friends still?
It was a fun show. It was a good show. I thought we had a good ride.
Well, I thought everybody has an iPhone. No?
How dare you? Okay. How dare you?
What am I missing out?
Hardy and I had a good...
I missed that.
We were at loggerheads yesterday.
Okay.
Hardy and I. I slapped him around pretty good. But anyway, speaking of loggerheads, it's a classic Tom Curran catchphrase. He has his latest up now at NBC Sports Boston. We read from it earlier. I want to read from it again here for the people who missed it, because I think Curran adjusting on this, having a shift on this, is significant. He says, the gap between Mac Jones and Cam Newton in the Patriots quarterback competition has already been all but eliminated, meaning Mac Jones is caught up. What we're seeing on the practice field from Jones, speed in and out of the huddle, command at the line of scrimmage, pre-snap poise, crisp decision-making, generally accurate throws delivered with no-nonsense mechanics, has now been seen in a game. Unless Jones's transmission falls out next week in joint practices in Philly, he's going to roll along with the same flare-free and efficient manner like a Toyota Corolla. And he goes into his Toyota Corolla analogy. Steady, you can trust them. Do they have their limitations? Sure. But what you want is to have something for the long ride that you can be sure of. Doesn't have to be a head turner. Doesn't have to go 0 to 60 in 3.8 seconds. It needs to be reliable, like a Corolla. And stunning as it may seem, Jones is kind of already there, writes Curran. In terms of running the team, he's so far beyond what we saw from Patriots rookies over the past decade. Mallett, Garoppolo, Brissett, Stidham. It's not even a comparison. The post-snap jumpiness, the glacial decision-making they all exhibited in their second-to-last seasons, or first or second seasons, rather, never really went away, or it took a while to go away. Was Jones perfect against Washington? No. And he goes on to detail the low throw to Jacoby Myers, the throw in the flat behind Jakob Johnson.
Both were caught, by the way.
Yep. Yes, and they would have been, and that's what he writes. He says, both tellingly were caught anyway. There were no throws that left you saying, what in God's name is happening out there? And we all know Cam wasn't in there a lot, but Cam had a couple of those.
Yep.
He said, we're not cherry-picking. This wasn't just a couple of plays from a meaningless preseason game. This is, again, what we've been seeing for 2 weeks, and we'll continue to see. If you see it, and I see it, don't you think the Patriots see it? Curran asks. I would presume they do. Hell, even Newton seems to see it. He goes on to some Newton quotes after the game last night where Newton was very complimentary of Mac Jones. Honestly, at this point, I'd go so far as to say it's not a quarterback competition anymore. And that to me is the headliner. Mac Jones will be the starting quarterback of the Patriots this year. He does not say week one. And he says Cam Newton is just keeping the seat warm over time until the oven timer dings and Mac can be served to the NFL. Why not make the switch now? It's obvious. Give Jones all the first team reps and practices, relegate Newton and be done with it. He then goes and says the three examples we talked about earlier, got to be mindful of the locker room. Mac could turn into a pumpkin and needs to prove that he can fight through it. And also the element of surprise, week one against Miami. Those are the reasons he details it. He says there's plenty of evidence as to who makes the Patriots offense look most like the Patriots offense. We see it. We all see it. And so that's from Tom Curran, which again, I don't think is insignificant that a prominent beat writer like that is saying, what the hell? Start Mac week one. And again, I'm putting some words in his mouth, but make the decision sooner rather than later.
Yeah, you maybe you've seen it coming to this. There's a lot of people that kind of been writing about Mac Jones and the momentum that he's gaining. And clearly it feels like a lot of people are writing articles that are favoring kind of, you know, let's face it, pumping up Mac Jones a little bit. And so there's a feeling that maybe there's some kind of campaign for Mac. But I will say this, you can say there's a campaign, but your eyes tell you what they tell you, even though it wasn't the best performance for Mac Jones. For his first ever NFL game.
Running no huddle,
and getting guys lined up. I thought it was a very good
setting
showing.
Protections, all the stuff they put on his plate.
God,
I agree.
It's just so much mentally that you can't totally appreciate. And you look at his numbers, you go, he averaged 4.6 yards per pass, Ted. I get it. But those passes, you mentioned a couple that were offline a little bit, but they still caught him. And I thought he made really good decision with the ball in that 8 of 9 on that hurry up to start the third quarter. Just felt like Adam, that was Josh McDaniels saying, let's show everybody what this kid can do.
He's showing off is how you put it earlier. Like, hey, Bill, Cam can't do this. So, Curran put it, I think, best. He makes the offense look most like the Patriots offense.
No question.
I wouldn't say he was perfect. I don't want to overstate what he was. He's better than Cam. So he should start week one. I've been saying that a long time. I think he's going to start week one. We have Ted Johnson here, 3-time Super Bowl champion, so you don't need to listen to me. I want to fire some quick hit non-quarterback thoughts at him in our TED Talk.
The miracle of you are mine, so you can see.
Throws and it is intercepted by Ted Johnson inside the 10.
Gonna be hit, gonna be sacked. Got him back inside the 40 at about the 37. Ted Johnson.
He's hit and knocked down with a hit by Teddy Johnson.
Wonder, insight, ideas. It's time for Ted.
All right, so here is our TED Talk from Ted Johnson. I jumped the gun there a little bit. My mistake. I want some quick hit non-QB thoughts. We already heard from you on Matthew Judon. Your comp to Rodney Harrison as a leader. So I've crossed that one off the list. What do you think of Ramondre Stevenson, who former Patriots scout Jim Nagy now runs the Senior Bowl, said is the future of the Patriots?
Oh, I liked it. I liked what I saw. I liked what I saw, especially on that one run where he had a little sidestep and then burst through the hole. The run in which he had 91 yards on that touchdown with about a minute and 20 seconds left in the game, that was an impressive run. Why? Because it was a toss sweep, and whenever you have a toss sweep, you're starting 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage before you get your kind of momentum going forward. And they had the angle on them on that defense, and they couldn't catch them. Woo! That's something. When you can turn a corner in this league, I don't care if it's the backups. The kid's got something there.
The clock is ticking on my guy, Sony Michel, a little bit. It does feel that way. Clock is also ticking on N'Keal Harry. I thought he flashed at training camp. What'd you think last night, Ted?
Yeah, look, he had one, was it a jet sweep where he made a guy miss and he got a first down? Okay, but nothing that we've been hearing in training camp about his him making plays. Did we see that in the game last night? So it looks like more the same from N'Keal Harry.
Yeah, when the beat writers have to resort to talking up his blocking like they did last night, I was like, ugh, tough
but
look.
But boy, I tell you what.
Tough look for him.
Looks like Tarzan in that uniform, doesn't he?
He looks big. When he was out there at the beginning of the game, I'm like, who is that? Dude, I was like, is that Bourne?
I know, man.
Looks big.
He looks the part.
Looks nice. All right. I know you have some thoughts on Jimmy Garoppolo that Albert Breer passed along on Early Edition, I think, last night.
He was on Early Edition. He was on the pregame with Chris Gasper and Beadle. And he said this about Jimmy G, that don't be surprised. In fact, he's pretty much got a guarantee that if Jimmy Garoppolo isn't the starting quarterback for the 49ers, he'll still be on the roster as a backup making $24 million. And you know what I thought about that?
What?
I said, you know what? Good for Jed York. Everyone's like, Jed York, no owner was ever going to keep a backup on there for $24 million. You know what? That's an owner that is like, you know what? They make billions of dollars. I don't care about what the backup's making. If something happens to the starting quarterback, all right.
Injury-wise.
Because
they can't go back to Jimmy Garoppolo just like the Patriots couldn't go back to Cam after going to Mac, right?
That's right. How many teams have you seen once they lose their starting quarterback? Almost every team in the NFL falls apart when their starting quarterback gets hurt. You have Jimmy Garoppolo there if you need him, making a lot of money. But still, I give the 49ers ownership a lot of credit if they do keep him on as a backup making $24
million. Breer also talked about Gilmore last night, said he could see him taking the hold in potentially into the beginning of the season. Who holds the leverage between Gilmore and Belichick?
I've always thought Stephon Gilmore holds the leverage. Just keep playing this out if you're Stephon Gilmore. Jalen Mills did not have a good showing last night, and I just don't think the Patriots at the end of the day want to rely on Jalen Mills being the number two cornerback opposite J.C. Jackson. If this team's going to get where they want to go, you need Stephon Gilmore out there. And the longer this plays out, I think eventually you cannot spend all that money you did in the off season on free agents and not sign your best defensive player for a few more million. It's going to be a bad look if they don't get that deal done.
Yeah, to me, all the leverage shifted back to Stephon Gilmore last night for two reasons, two words rather. Jalen Mills, right on that first third down conversion to Terry McLaurin, I'm like, all right, yep. They're going to need Gilmore back here. Gilmore had a big smile, pumped his fist, started checking his bank account because the money's going to be flowing in there anytime. So good, Ted. That was beautiful.
That was it.
Beautiful TED Talk.
Okay.
Bing, bang, boom. We got today's takeaways on Zoe and Beadle. Finish strong Friday. Clearly, they're finishing the week strong with today's takeaways next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's me.
It's today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, who invites you to set up a consultation and learn how to start taking control of your weight. Six locations or virtually at awaken180weightloss.com. So I have been informed, you know, normally fake promos on a Friday, but no fake promos, Ted. No fake promos. So here's what we do have. We have you and I discussing the Field of Dreams game last night, which I did not see a ton of. Ted, I know you watched some of it. Lots of Kevin Costner walking around in the corn.
He was highlighted throughout the whole evening.
You know, baseball takes one step forward. They're going to work with Barstool. They're going to work with Barstool. They're going to get younger. And then they throw Field of Dreams in your face later in the week, which just seems to fly in the face of convention. Doesn't seem consistent at all. But here was our discussion earlier on the Field of Dreams game last night. But I saw earlier in the week, or maybe even late last week. I forget when the story first came out. Oh, they're going to partner with Barstool. Brilliant. Like, that's the demo you need. Males, 25 to 54, think whatever you think of Barstool. Baseball needs to reach that demographic more than anything. They need to. So Barstool, brilliant. Great idea. Do a game of the week with Carrabas and Dallas Braden and whoever. I don't know whoever else. And that's what you do, and you do it the Barstool way, and now you're hyping the game up, and maybe, you know, younger males in their 20s and 30s are interested in baseball. Maybe. At least take the shot if you're baseball. What an idea. Great idea. Outside the box thinking. It's something that the sport desperately needs. You know what it doesn't need? More Field of Dreams references, more living in the 80s,
in the past, okay.
More Duke Snyder? And who was the other bum he was talking about? More of that?
Gil Hodges.
Gil Hodges, thank you. Yeah, bum might be a little harsh. Baseball needs less of that. It needs less of its pastime, less Field of Dreams, less corn. Like, baseball needs less of that. It needs more Barstool. That's my whole thing. Stop thinking. The movie's 31 years old. I know in baseball land, that's like fresh. That's new. Like, they're like, well, you know, we're not still living in the 50s, at least. We're just living in the 80s. That's how baseball thinks about it. You need to reach, if not the youth of America, you need to get younger. And Field of Dreams doesn't help you get younger. What'd you think of Costner walking around out there last night, peacocking around in all the corn?
I didn't mind it. I loved it. I could have eaten that stuff up.
Because you liked the movie.
I did like the movie. And I'm a sap.
Don't let Felger hear that.
Felger's flame. I think he sap too in the movies. I mean, if you didn't like when he said, "Hey, Dad, you want to have a catch?" If you like the tears didn't start kind of rolling down your face, then you're barely human. And it's been debated whether or not you are actually a human being or not.
That's
so
true. That is true.
I really like that movie. And so if you can't suspend disbelief a little bit and kind of, it's a movie for crying out loud. Everybody's dissecting the movie as
Jones can't do that, Ted.
You say suspend disbelief, like you don't believe in ghosts. Is that what you're saying?
Well, not in real life, but in the movies, I believe in
ghosts. You know, there's a Sports Hub ghost. Did you know that?
I've heard rumors about that. Is that a real thing in the bathroom?
Like, I mean, it's not a rumor. There's a Sports Hub ghost. Yes, the bathroom. Yes.
He shows up at night.
Shows up all times of day.
Sink, okay. The sink closest to the
faucet's
wall.
Going off. Mm-hmm. Paper towel dispensers rolling around.
Yep.
Soap's just squirting out. Yeah.
Real thing.
Okay. Sports Hub ghost.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you believe in ghosts, then you should be able to, you know, believe in kind of what they were selling you in Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
And buy into that.
I was
buying into it. I was.
I believe in the ghosts. Just the other plot holes is where I lost
that's where
out
you
on
diverge.
The movie. Yeah. But anyway, I'm not a big fan of the movie, but I'm not here to chastise you about that. Felger did plenty of that yesterday. By the way, shame on us. Has it been discussed at all today? I thought we didn't have full 24 hours of programming here. It's the Sports Hub's birthday.
Is it really? 12 years?
12-year Annie, right? Is that right? I'm not very good at math. Is it 12? Or do we have a teenager? Or are we still an adolescent here? Is it still 12? Not going to high school yet. Not playing Legion ball, but we're getting there.
Awkward.
Very awkward. Your voice hasn't quite dropped all the way. Real pimply. But yeah, that's where we're getting. But happy birthday to the Sports Hub. 12 years.
Keep going, man. Sports Hub is just going up. Keep going up, man. It's fun to be a part of.
And if it's 13, you know, I'm not good at math either. Ted, it was fun.
Enjoyed it, Adam. Good
Thanks
seeing
for hanging
you,
out. Stay tuned. It's Felger and the Murrays. Big Jim and Joe. Stay tuned. They got you next here on the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.